Mm-hmm. And he's on the line now, John.
Hi, John.
Okay. Yes, David.
Hey, John, how you doing today, brother?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Me too. Let's see, Lopez Landscaping. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Today was a beautiful day. Where are you guys at?
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous out here.
Yeah, same
thing. Unfortunately, I had to run out to, I had to run out to Palmdale, but I'm back now. I'm here. I'm here in Marietta.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good now.
You're in Florida.
Yeah. What's going on over there with you guys?
Man, I'm in Texas, so I'm all right on the other side of the Gulf of America.
Are you really?
Depending on what side of Florida you're on, right? But yeah.
No, I'm not in Florida. I'm in California.
Oh, you're in California. Oh, you're in California. Okay, cool.
I'm in California. Yeah. No. I wouldn't, dude. I only visit Florida because I can't stand it there. But I would never live there.
Nah, yeah, I got you, man. They go through some tough times down there in Florida. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's for me, it's the weather. I don't know what's going on economically in Florida, but California, man, it's still rolling nice and easy. I mean, it's a little slow out here, but other than that, man, it's California never stops, man. Everybody wants to do moves out here.
Oh, absolutely, man. California, they're growing, they're fast. That's
the
highway.
Nothing slowed down. I haven't seen anything except for maybe the buildings. They're still going strong. Because of winter, I always slow down during the winter. That's normal for me. But everything else, people still buying houses. They're still selling. Nothing's changed here in California.
It's great to hear, man. Cause like I was saying, man, I feel like California is the expressway for the country, man. If everything's going good over there, we're going to be all right.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I think it's just once, you know, the whole presidency kind of settles in and everybody kind of, you know, doesn't freak out, and if everybody thinks the freaking United States is all of a sudden going to disappear or whatever, I don't know why I think that, but everybody settles down, it'll go back to normal and everybody's back to work and you know, the economy, you know, it's going to work out. So yeah, we just got to settle in for the ride, you know?
So, yeah. Hey, and right now for small, medium sized business owners, it's prime game time right now. The next 4 years, let's go to work.
You gotta hit it. Yeah, you gotta hit it while the iron's hot right now, you know?
Absolutely.
So, if you fall asleep at the wheel, man, it ain't gonna be good, bro. So yeah, I tell everybody, man, don't be scared. Don't spend your freaking money. Everybody's like, no, we can't spend it. And dude, spend your money. Right now, nobody's spending. Prices are gonna come down. You gotta buy right now. Because nothing's going to change, bro. The United States is not going to disappear. We're not going to freaking fall into the ocean. Like tomorrow, they're going to wake up and be like, dude, what were we doing? How come everybody was holding on to their money? Spend that shit.
Yep.
Freaking go.
Spend that shit. Yep.
Dude, it's only money, bro. Spend it.
Yep. More is coming. And I'll tell you what, even you're talking about real estate. I'm also a licensed real estate agent here in Texas. And I'll tell you what, the market is booming, bro. Like right now, we have FHA refinance loans at 3.5%, brother. We haven't been at 3.5%.
You gotta get it.
Years.
You gotta get it.
And people are freaking out. And I'm like, do you guys really not know what's going on? 3.5% for homes again?
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know what it is, bro? You know what it is?
Talk to me.
TikTok is such a big market, like, influencer. Yeah, it's huge, but the problem is there's people on there that don't know shit about the market, okay? And so they're spewing all this stuff and scaring the shit out of people, and now people are going, oh, I better not sell, I better not buy, I better not fucking go to Target, I better not do shit. And it's like, the economy's not going to do any, I don't know why TikTok does that, and they can't censor them because obviously you can say whatever you want, right? Mm-hmm. But, dude, people gotta stay off of TikTok, bro. You gotta,
well, it comes down to the way I see it is ignorance, man. You know, I don't know exactly, you know, how old you are, but I feel like a lot of the younger generation, they don't know as much as they like to make people think they know when they're on TikTok. You know what I mean? And they're out there influencing the masses and talking about something they don't even really have a reference point to.
They don't know anything about. And
they don't even know anything about.
Bro, you gotta spend it. You gotta keep, in order to keep the economy going, people gotta spend their money. If you hoard it, we're gonna have another economy where it was in the 1930s and the depression, bro. People cannot stop spending money, bro. It stops the economy and it's worse for everybody. It really is. Wow. You spend money, it'll come back to you because everybody else is spending. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if they're hoarding your money and you spend it might be a freaking bad thing because now you know, there's no return on your investment, you know?
Yeah.
So I hope people stop watching TikTok, man. I really do.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But anyways, what's going on with this program? What you got going on over there?
Yeah. So we got some good things going on for you, man. So I was looking into your business now. Right now, I see that you do have a website. I just don't have a domain for it.
I do.
What would be your, okay, what's your website address?
So it's Lopez Landscaping at, Lopez Landscaping at biz.com.
Okay.
And I'm still working on the website. I'm not really sure exactly how to do any changes and stuff. There's stuff on there that I don't like. Especially one of the pictures is like completely wrong. I put fencing and they put a fencing guy there and I haven't been able to figure out. I've just been so busy. I haven't been able to sit down and kind of work on it, but there's a couple of things on there that I have to change. And I have to call the company to see if they can help me how to change that.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. How much did they charge you for that website?
The website was free. The website is free. The only thing I'm paying is $35 a month just to have it, you know, up and running. I don't know what. I don't know what that's called.
Okay.
I know there's a word for it. But.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, since you're experiencing issues with it, and you know what I mean, how would it sound if I could get your website thrown into this package and you won't even have to worry about paying extra for it? I mean, literally not a penny. We'll set it up for you. We'll build it. We'll maintain it, and it'll be included in that monthly package rate. Because honestly, with this package go ahead.
It really depends on the cost. I'll tell you right now, I'm kind of branching out. I'm starting a jiu-jitsu studio here in Marietta. And, it's me and my partner are investing money and doing all that stuff. So I'm not really forgetting about the landscape because it's kind of working on its own, but I'm really taking a back door to it. So I'm putting all my effort into getting this storefront kind of going. I don't know if you know about jiu-jitsu, but man, it's exploding.
Absolutely.
In California.
Yep.
Southern California, my brother. Hey, look it up. Punch that shit up on, just Google that. Southern California is a spot, man. Not even Brazil has the talent that Southern California has. So out here, if you put a store in, bro, you're gonna be successful.
Hey, the Huntington Beach bad boy. That's what I always think about when I'm thinking about mixed martial arts. Things like California is big time, man, for the whole fight game. You know what I mean? You guys got some of the craziest things out there.
It's usually the big cities. I know Austin is starting to kind of blow up a little bit with because they got out they got Donaher down there, the squad and all that stuff. But California, all of San Diego, all that Southern California area, LA, all that stuff up by here, by Temecula, is a huge freaking jiu-jitsu community. New York has a huge jiu-jitsu community, and so does Florida. Florida has a lot of fight camps. So, and I don't know exactly about the rest of the United States, but man, those are hot spots right now.
For sure, man. California's where it's
so
at.
That's where I'm at with the landscaping thing. To be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd rather, it's really, I mean, between the two locations that I have one here in Marietta and the other one in Santa Barbara. Between the two, bro, I'm going to be honest with you, I do pretty well. I don't really have to do too much to it at this point, but what I'm really interested in is getting this freaking check mat up and running here in Marietta. And that's what I really want to do. I really want to get this kind of up and running. So if I'm going to throw money at something, I'd rather throw it at this. My jiu-jitsu business, exactly. The landscape.
Okay, that one's a new business?
This is a new business. It's a startup. So that's why I asked your representative, is that something you guys do to new companies, not existing companies? I'm sure that's why you ask how many years we've been in business, right? Because I don't know, maybe you don't work with.
No. So actually, the reason why we ask all these probing questions is so that way we can find and apply as many discount codes as possible. So right now, like 20 plus years in business, good reviews, things like that, we're able to use those discounts. To get the pricing down, because you're already established, your business is going to
change.
But when you have a brand new business, we also have some codes that we're able to use there also, like our new in business discounts, our getting off the ground, code. Let me see what else.
So where would you, and so those packages that you're talking about, would that just be Google and Bing only, or will those also be maybe Instagram, maybe some Facebook shit, like
absolutely
that kind of stuff
so,
in my area.
Yes,
you know,
so
that,
that's the beauty of our packages.
Yeah, we could do a lot of that stuff on our own, obviously, because my partner is a huge. I would probably tell you the name, but I'll tell you after. But I have a huge guy in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu that's worldwide, and we're starting it together. So, but at the end of the day, you still got to get your name out to let them know
yep.
that you're there. Just because you have
that
name,
you're there,
they
yeah.
know where you
Once
are.
You put that name in front of you, yeah, you. You
oh,
get
dude,
that
it's
hard on Main Street.
It's over. It's over, bro. Honestly, I kind of fell into this. I'm a jiu-jitsu practitioner, but dude, to be honest with you, to be in this position, I feel so honored to just be in his like kind of like in his circle to be able to start
his
a company
presence.
With him.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I'm so excited, but we got to get it off the ground. So tell me about what you have for new companies. Obviously, we don't have any revenue, so we can't. But the money that we are going to spend on it is going to be out of pocket. So there's no revenue yet. We do have students, but it's not quite enough to say, oh, you know, we can spend as much money as we want. So at the end of the day, we need the bang, but we need to make sure that the bang for the buck is there, you know?
For sure. So what I did was I sent you, because I want you to really see the features that are in there, and if you have a question on any feature, you just should have got a link right now to your cell phone and texted it to you.
Where did you send it to?
951-580-3805.
Okay, hold on. Yes, I got it. Okay.
So what you're going to see there are some of the pricing points for our packages and whatnot. What I want you to look at is a Premier Platinum. When we were talking about,
wait a minute. I didn't get. Oh, there it is. No, I didn't get anything.
You didn't receive a link.
I know I have a bunch of other links, but I don't have yours. What is there's nothing here.
Okay, let me try again.
805-331-8615.
Oh no, it was a different number I sent it to. Let me go ahead and update the phone number for you.
Okay, or you can send it to a different number that's a local number here, but that's my personal number.
Yeah, the one right there in your hand. Go ahead and shoot me that number real quick so I can go ahead and
805, area code
805-331-8615.
Dude, it's freaking hot out here. Huh? Is it cold out there right now?
No, it's not cold, man. It's just fresh. It's a good day, man. Good breeze.
Bro, it's freaking hot as freak out. It's like 80 degrees right now, my boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, remember, I'm in South Texas, so we're used to like 94, 95. So when I'm at 80 degrees, I'm
well,
like,
well, around here, we are too. Around here, it's about 90 to 100 around here during the summer. But in the springtime, it's not supposed to be this hot. It's usually around 70, 75. But for whatever reason, this week's been all 80, 85. Yeah. Did you get that sense?
Oh, went up. Yeah, I just sent it out to you. So the reason why I sent it out is so that way you could look over the features, because I've gone ahead and I've attached some of these codes already for new businesses and things like that. So you're going to see a price point there of $499. That's actually not the price point we're looking at anymore because of these codes that I was able to use. Right now, what I'm looking at is $299 on a monthly basis.
So Local Splash?
Local Splash, yeah, that's correct.
Local Splash?
We're at Fountain Valley, California.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hold on. And you guys are out of where in California?
Fountain Valley?
Oh, Mountain Valley, yeah, yeah, okay.
No, Fountain Valley, like a water fountain?
Yeah, Fountain Valley's out by Orange County, right?
Yes, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Have you been there, or you just work for the company?
No, yeah, I work for the company, so I'm currently in Texas, but I have been out there to California on a few occasions.
That's a nice area, bro.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Our office is there
for a
long time.
That's cool, man. So it says simple, transparent pricing, Google, Facebook.
Yeah, so you're going to be looking at your Premier Platinum. Yeah, your Premier Platinum package, everything that entails. Now, that price point is going to show you a $499 monthly. However, like I said, with these discounts, we've been able to get it down already $200. So we're looking at $299 on a monthly basis. Now, what that gives you, the $299 doesn't just cover your optimization. It doesn't just cover getting you on the first page of Google. It doesn't just cover getting you to all the directories. It doesn't just cover all of your tracking, all that. It's going to give you $100 of that every month is allocated to your Facebook ads. So we're pumping those things out for you all month long in your targeted areas. So what we do is after we close our deal, we schedule you for an onboarding call. Now, what that onboarding call does, it goes into depth about your brand new business, about what services you're looking to offer, where you're looking to offer them, where you're wanting clientele from, and we target those areas. So we use what's called target adding. And now what that means is I'm sure you've been in your car or whatever, and you're talking about maybe ordering pizza, or you're looking, you know, for a jujitsu trainer, and all of a sudden you open your phone, and there's an ad for it. And you're like, how did he even know? No, that's real. It does work, and that's called target adding. We do that for you. So especially with something like business, that's going to pay off for you.
Absolutely. So my only question is, like, those ads, what do those ads look like? Is it just like, is it actual, like, little commercials, or is it more, what does it look like? Is it something that we send you in out of our gym, or do you just make up something and just – How does that work?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's actually a hand-in-hand process. So the way that works is like during client onboarding interview, they're going to ask you, your preferred methods, what you like to use, what you prefer for your business, flyers, videos, things like that. And they get this down to more customizable to where it's going to be for your clientele. And that's what that phone call is about, really figuring out and getting to the bottom of how you like things run. So when we're managing it, the way you want it to be managed. Not just like, oh, well, we do it this way. No, it's like, how do you want your business to be managed? It's a hand-in-hand partnership that we work with every single day.
Okay. And obviously, there's no guarantees, right? Because it is advertisement, just like any other store. You can advertise all you want, but if the clients don't come, that's really nothing you could do about it.
That's true, but at the same time, we also don't charge per click, because there's a lot of ads that are pay-per-click and pay-per-lead, which means every time somebody clicks on you, they want to charge you like $11 or, you know, in some cases, $25, $30. That's like, we don't do that. So with these discounts that I've already, you know, put on there, you're actually going to be grandfathered in on this account, which means that it's not going to go up on you. You're not going to have to worry about 6 months now. Oh, well, now it's going up to $353. No, it's a flat $299. Now, with the websites, everything we're setting up, there is an initial setup fee, but that's only a one-time fee. Now, that fee is not too steep either. Right now, we're looking at $150 on your setup fee. So out the door, we're looking at that's $299, $150. What's that? $349, something like that. Right?
For the website itself, can you attach it to whatever you're doing if we already have a website for that one? For the jiu-jitsu one, it's already set up exactly the way we want it. It's actually his website.
Oh, you got a jiu-jitsu, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so absolutely, man. If you have the jiu-jitsu set up, we'd actually be able to take down that setup cost another $50. I'll put in that code. It'll take it down another $50. So you'd actually only be looking at... It's just $299, and let's do that's. Oh nope, that's not right.
Shit, if you have another code in there, you can drop it down to $199. That would really steal the deal, my boy.
Drop it. Oh, okay, so $199. Let's see, like on a monthly rate, you mean?
I mean,
or
if you
far
can. I'm just saying, but I want all the other stuff you're talking about. I want the Instagram, the Facebook. I want the actual shit just shooting out everywhere. I want our face. And every freaking place, if somebody turns to it, my face pops up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. That's going to be exactly where we want you to be. So let me see what I can do. So, I mean, $199, I don't have with Facebook ads just because it's going to contain the Facebook ads and things like that. Now, what I can do.
So what would be at if you drop from $299, take off the website, how much would that be?
Okay, so that's your monthly recurring rate. So what I could do is, let me see if I put this code in, this will work. So if I'm going to put this code in, I could get down your monthly recurring rate. What if I drop that down? Let me see, $299.
My recurring, you mean like as many times as it comes out?
No, like reoccurring means like your monthly payment just to continue the service. You know what I mean? Your monthly payment right now is at $299. So what I can do is I can make your monthly payment $249. And that will still contain your $100 worth of Facebook ads. So we're taking off the top of, you know, the extra work and stuff that we do, because no matter.
But $100 worth of Facebook ads is only $100. So once the $100 runs out, that's done. It is what it is.
Well, no, I mean, if you'd like to call back and you say, hey, we're doing great with these Facebook ads. I'm getting a lot of calls from the Facebook ads. And we'll let you know, hey, you know, Facebook's, you know, it's tapped out for the month. You say, hey, you know what? I'll put another $20 on it. Or I'll put it.
And how long does that? How long does that take? Can we spread out the actual times it comes out on somebody's feed, or how many times it actually pops up? I don't know how that works. If it's all, what do you call it?
Well, remember, so the way that the algorithm, the way that's going to work with the Facebook ads is, so you have $100 worth of Facebook ads, right? So when they pump out the ad, they're going to pump it out with a projected amount that they're going to use while it's going out, right? So it's not a pay-per-click and it's not a pay-per-lead. So they're going to send it out to all of your target service areas. It's going to flutter all of them. So say it's going to go out at 3 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, at 9 a.m. and at noontime, right? Four times throughout the day. At those four times, each one of those targeted locations, boom, they're going to get spammed with flyers. They're all going to go out. Anybody who's talking about it, anybody who's searching, it's going to go to anybody who searched in the last 24 hours, 48 hours, anybody who's been talking about that stuff in the areas that we already have targeted, it's going straight to their feed at those exact times. So you don't have to worry about, oh, well, how many people, how many kids, because we're not going to charge you for that. We're going to send it out to everybody in those areas.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so that's how that algorithm works.
Okay.
So like I was saying, I was able to get it down so that way your monthly is good. Since you guys are brand new.
No, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I mean, I'm saying we don't have any revenue, so anything that's being bought is out of pocket right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's everything, bro. You could go ahead and put a freaking list together. That's everything. Everything is out of pocket right now. So that's including, you know, advertisement, flyers. I mean, we don't do flyers because that's old. Right? That's fucking old school. We don't do that shit no more. But, you know, any kind of, we don't do commercials either because that's kind of whack. Anything like with social media, anything like that, it's freaking cool. Then obviously he has a huge following too. So, you know, he's going to pump it out on his Instagram. So that's also going to help, you know, so. We'll see, dude. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right now we do got you at a really good price point. Out the door right now, I have you at $348. And that's with your setup fee. That's with all those good things. And the setup fee, remember we knocked it down that other $50 because you got your website already. So we're only at $99.
So there is a startup fee or is it $249 just every month?
It's $249 every month. Yeah, the setup fee is just the initial payment where we're going to go through and we're going to optimize and set everything up.
It's like another $100. It's like one more $100. It's $399 or three. So $99. So from two, yeah. So it's $100.
It goes to $348. Yeah.
$348, and then at the next month after that, it goes down to $248 or $249.
$249 exactly. $249 right on the dot. It's. Yeah, and that's locked in grandfather, so you never have to worry.
Okay,
and that,
so
like I said, includes $100 of Facebook ads.
Can we do this? So we're still looking. Well, we already have our place locked in where we want to be. We're already in the process of signing our lease and all that stuff, but our lease is not signed yet. So we're still going through that process. We still have to get licensing through the city. We have to get our business license. We have to do all that. So all that stuff. This is a two month process that we've already been in. So we started at the beginning of the year, and we're just now starting to kind of put it together. So I don't know how long it's going to take, but I don't want to make any rash decisions until we have all our ducks in a row. So I want my lease signed. I want my business license and all that stuff. And then I would want to go ahead and start pumping out ads and stuff. So I don't want to get ahead of, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I want to make sure that I have all my ducks in a row. So I would need at least another 2 to 3 weeks before I start advertising.
I know. I mean, I definitely hear you and I understand. Yeah. And what I do want to kind of, what we haven't been able to go through is going to be our timeline and the breakdown. So if you're looking at about 2 months out for, you know, to be able to start pumping out and getting
clients. I'm looking at about 2 to 3 weeks. I'm looking at 2 to 3 weeks. I just don't want to start buying this and then I don't have the company. anything can happen between here and leasing and not, and, you know, and signing the lease. They could say no. They could say this. They can say that. We don't come to an agreement on the lease. Anything can happen, right? And I don't know if you've ever been involved in a lease.
Is it? No, yeah, definitely.
Kind of deal.
Well, like I said, I'm a licensed realtor, so I know how leases work. Yeah, no, I definitely know how leases work. I mean, as long as you're able to, you know.
It's crazy.
Anything can
happen from here to signing. Anything can happen. It's the simple fact that they won't pay for water. You know what I mean? They want us to pay for
water. If they decide to throw something else in there that you weren't ready for.
Yeah, they could put all kinds of clause in there, and we decide that those clause don't favor our of what we want to do, you know. And so anything can happen from here to signing the lease, which I want to do in the next couple of weeks, maybe even this week if we can. But the reality is it takes a little while to kind of make sure that all the lease looks the way that both parties want it. So.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, check this out. No, I understand. What I wanted to talk to you about was just the timeline breakdown. Reason being is because if that's the timeline that you're looking at starting to generate and get people in here, it's actually probably the best bet that we got on the phone with you today. And here's why. And I'll go ahead and I'll go over the timeline breakdown with you so you have a clear understanding. So day one through three. What's going to happen right when we sign the contract? You're going to get called, like I said, for that 30, 45 minute interview, just so that you know what's going on. We dive into depth, right? Day five
I'd
to
rather,
seven.
I know, but I'd rather wait until after I sign my lease. That way,
no,
I
understand.
That
way you can understand this the timeline. You know what I mean? That way you understand where we're at.
Hey,
so that
hey,
way
brother,
when you get to that point, uh-huh.
I got to go pick up the kids from school. Is there any way that me and you can talk in a couple weeks? Because I definitely want to do it. The price is right. Me and my partner already talked about it. We need to send out as much information we can about the gym, the startup. We got to do it. So, but this is something that I really want to do, but I need to get my ducks in a row before I pull any triggers. I've already made mistakes on the way. I got my freaking LLC before I even had my freaking business. So I might have just wasted freaking $1,000 for nothing. So I can't make that mistake again. So I'm learning as I go. This is my first storefront. So I'm learning as I go. So I really need to slow down and I need to make sure that the lease is signed. My business license is already, undergo. I get all my, inspections and all that stuff done. But before all that happens, as soon as I sign my lease, I'll call, with me and you can talk, we can set up, get the payment, and get all that stuff going. So
So what I can do, I mean, that's not a problem. If you wanted to call back, we can get you down. I do want you to understand, though.
What's the date today? Today, tomorrow's the 1st. Why don't you call me March 15th? March 15th, if you call me back, by then, I'll tell you if it actually happened or my dream's dead. I don't know what's going to happen the next 2 to 3 weeks. I'm going to pray to God that it happens, you know, because all my stars have to align. If it actually aligns for me and me and my partner get this thing up and running, I'll know by March 15th, I'll know if it's going to work or not. If it's going to happen or not, or I just lost all this money investing into something I shouldn't invest until I got a lease. So I should know by March 15th if it's going to happen or not.
Okay. No, I definitely hear you, Mr. Lopez. And, you know, I do wish you guys the best. I just do want you to understand I'm going to put your call down back for March 15th. I can't guarantee the spot's going to be open. Yeah. That what I was saying is I can't guarantee the spot's going to be open just only because we're allowed, one person per category. Okay. As long as you understand.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand and I appreciate your help. I need to get this freaking stuff done, but once I get it, I'll sign in right away, no problem.
I hear you.
All right, brother. Okay, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'll wait for your phone call on the 15th.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.